The Soldier's Wife by Joanna Trollope, narrated by Charlotte Anne Dorr. Chapter 1. Even before her eyes were open, Isabel could tell that the house was awake. The water was thumping away in the pipes behind the wall in her bedroom, as it had done ever since maintenance, now contracted out to some civilian firm in Liverpool that Isabel had heard her mother say was useless, had come to stop the shower leaking, and she could also hear the twins twittering away somewhere in the sort of bird speak they had developed for private communication. It was annoying, really. It was annoying to be the last awake and not the first. Isabel had discovered that if she could steal a march on the day, even by 15 minutes, she could manage it better, get a grip on herself. At school, best really not to think about school if she could help it, she had devised this method of taking charge of herself deliberately and methodically as a way of dealing with homesickness. Awake before everyone else, go through the wretched mental photo gallery of home and mum and the twins and the dog, and the smells museum of the kitchen and mum's sweater drawer and the awkward cupboard where the bed linen lived, whose door would never shut, then gulp, sniff, wipe eyes, sit up and breathe. Breathe and breathe. Eyes shut, then eyes open. Swallow, find hairbrush, and begin to brush, reminding herself how amazingly lucky she was to have long, thick, straight hair and not the curly or frizzy kind that got you despised for something that you couldn't possibly be blamed for in the first place. Put hairbrush back. One more deep breath. Up. Isabel put her finger...